Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lethler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lethler joins us now from Lethler Commodities. Tom, let's start with these wild livestock futures again today. And nice day for live cattle. Feeder cattle struggled a little bit yesterday.
Yes, they did. Our feeder cattle broke that streak that we had had of 9 straight sessions of all-time record highs, as we was unable to make any record highs yesterday, traded mostly negative and closed negative. The live cattle, on the other hand, as Dave said, closed on a positive note yesterday, but there was no new highs made in the live cattle either. And the trading volume yesterday was on the low side for our cattle complex, much like it was back on Friday also. And we did see a big jump in box beef prices, as choice was up $3.04 yesterday. Select box is up $3.02 on a movement of 106 loads. Cattle kill yesterday, estimate 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index continues to climb higher, up 49 cents yesterday. At the moment, we've got upside with December live cattle, 22 cents higher, November feeders up 97 cents, and December lean hogs, 80 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, October 10th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. start time, Central Time on Friday morning, 19,000 head, 4,500 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you want more details about the offering, give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com.
Yesterday, the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all traded and closed positive. We also had the highest trade of the past 10 to 12 sessions in many of those contracts, and there was no fresh news in the market. It was more of a technical rally than anything else. We did see yesterday that the corn harvest is 17% done now nationwide. Five-year average is 32%. The soybean harvest, 20% complete. The five-year average, 35%. The planting of the winter wheat crop is now 56% done. That's ahead of the five-year average of 53%. And as far as individual states, Kansas, 51% complete. That's right in line with the 54% average. Oklahoma is now 70% complete. Their five-year average is 50%. In Texas, 54%. Five-year average of 49%. And we've also got 28% of the wheat has emerged. That's ahead of the five-year average of 24%. Now, trading overnight in the grains has been mostly on a negative note, but at the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a half higher. December corn's down 2 cents. November soybeans 4 1/4 lower. December cotton is up 55 points. November crude oil trading 26 cents lower. December dollar index is unchanged, and December Dow Jones futures 25 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can someone get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lethler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.